Now, it's a little long scripture reading, so bear with me. New Living Translation. Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Hear God's word. So they arrived in the land of the Gadarenes, across from the Lake of Galilee. As Jesus was climbing out of the boat, a man who was possessed by a demon came out to meet him. Homeless and naked, he had lived in a cemetery for a long time. As soon as he saw Jesus, he shrieked and fell to the ground before him, screaming, "Why are you bothering me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Please, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had already commanded the evil spirit to come out of him. The spirit had often taken control of the man. Even when he was shackled with chains, he simply broke them and rushed down into the wilderness, completely under the demon's power. Red Letter Edition, Jesus said, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, for the man was filled with many demons. The demons kept begging Jesus not to send them into the bottomless pit. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the hillside nearby, and the demons pleaded with him to let them enter the pigs. Jesus gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the whole herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake, where they drowned. When the herdsmen saw it, they fled to the nearby city and surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. A crowd gathered around Jesus, for they wanted to see themselves and what had happened. And they saw the man, who had been possessed by demons, sitting quietly at Jesus' feet, clothed and sane. And the whole crowd was afraid. Then those who had seen what had happened told others how the demon-possessed man had been healed. And all of the people in the region begged Jesus to go away and leave them alone, for a great wave of fear spread over them. So Jesus returned to the boat and left, crossing back to the other side. The man who had been demon-possessed begged to go, but Jesus said, "No," Red Letter Edition, "go back to your family and tell them all the wonderful things God has done for you." So he went all through the city telling about the great things Jesus had done for him. May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.